How did Ramachandran know how the participants responded to the words they were shown? Electrodes attached to their hands measured the electrodermal response, EDR. In most people, the area of the hands are highly sensitive to emotions. There is a relationship between sympathetic nervous system activity, increased sympathetic activation, and emotional arousal. But that does not mean that the specific emotion can be identified. The sympathetic nervous system is activated when stress or danger is perceived. The autonomic nervous system controls automatic activities such as heart rate and breathing. Fear, anger, startle response, orienting response, and sexual feelings may produce similar EDRs. Measured from the palm or fingertips, changes in the relative conductance of a small electrical current can be measured between electrodes. The change reflects sweat gland activity and changes in the sympathetic nervous system, as well as measurement variables. In Ramachandran's study, the variable was the intensity of the subject's emotional reaction to certain words. Conductance will increase if activity of the sweat glands increases in response to sympathetic nervous stimulation. In Ramachandran's study, the two religiously oriented temporal lobe epileptics responded much more strongly to the religious words than to the ones about sex and violence. He therefore concluded that the first of the two hypotheses, that the person attributes mystical significance to anything and everything because of the random excess firing of neurons, had been ruled out. That first hypothesis couldn't be correct because the two TLE patients found only the religious words meaningful. If it had been correct, they should have found all the words that arouse strong emotions meaningful. Ramachandran admits that, with only two TLE patients, it is impossible to draw conclusions. Indeed, he cautions, "Not every temporal lobe epilepsy patient becomes religious. There are many parallel neural connections between the temporal cortex and the amygdala. Depending on which particular ones are involved, some patients may have their personality skewed in other directions, becoming obsessed with writing, drawing, arguing philosophy, or, rarely, being preoccupied with sex." His study has not so far been published in a peer-reviewed journal. Despite the publicity it received, it was never more than an abstract for a poster session at the 1997 Society for Neuroscience meeting. But he argues that future studies may support his finding that we have specialized neural circuits for belief.
This is the end of the CD. The program continues on the next CD.